Texas man convicted of arming cartels in large-scale firearms case. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas. Del Rio, Texas. A federal jury in Del Rio convicted a Dale man on 2 counts of firearms trafficking. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Bobby Brandon Galvin, a.k.a. Piraviteresha, 30, was affiliated with the La Nueva Familia Michoacana, LNFM, cartel and Straw purchased numerous weapons, to include an AK-47 rifle that was recovered after it was used in a shootout between cartel members and Mexican law enforcement. On February 20, 2025, LNFM was officially designated as a foreign terrorist organization and a specially designated global terrorist entity by the U.S. Department of State. An investigation led by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives found that, between September 16, 2023, and April 14, 2024, Galvin had purchased 24 AK-47 styled firearms, all of which ended up in Toluca, Mexico for use by Mexican cartels. At trial, the leaders of criminal conspiracy were identified as Johnny Hurtado Olascoaga, a.k.a. El Pez, and Jose Alfredo Hurtado Olascoaga, a.k.a. El Fresa. Galvin's straw purchasing activity was part of a larger criminal operation carried out by LNFM, a transnational criminal organization. In his role, Galvin would purchase the firearms, attempt to obliterate their serial numbers, and transfer the firearms to co-conspirators who would then traffic them to Mexico. Galvin was arrested July 29, 2025, and indicted on August 20 for 1 count of conspiracy to traffic firearms and 1 count of straw purchase of firearms. Galvin is one of 26 defendants indicted for charges ranging from firearms trafficking to illegal alien smuggling to money laundering. Galvin faces up to 40 years in federal prison for each of the 2 counts. 18 of the indicted co-conspirators have pleaded guilty and await their sentencing hearings. Chief U.S. District Judge Alia Moses presides over the case. This trial is significant in that, not only did it trace 24 rifles from a Texas town to a Mexican cartel, but it is one of the first trials in the nation to involve a conspiracy to traffic firearms under the relatively new firearms trafficking statute, said U.S. Attorney Simmons. I want to extend my congratulations and gratitude to our federal prosecutors and all of our law enforcement partners who contributed to this well-deserved result. I also want to thank the members of the jury for fulfilling their honorable duty as Americans. Let this verdict show that the Western District of Texas and the American people will not stand idly by and allow anyone to arm our adversaries in violation of federal law. This conviction underscores ATF and our law enforcement partners' unwavering commitment to stopping the flow of illegal firearms from our communities into the hands of violent cartel organizations, said ATF Houston Special Agent in Charge Michael Waddell. The defendant's actions directly fueled armed violence in Mexico, and we will not allow our communities to be exploited as a source of weapons for transnational criminal groups. ATF and our partners will continue to identify, investigate, and dismantle these trafficking networks at every level. Homeland Security Investigations is committed to dismantling the networks that supply weapons to violent transnational criminal organizations, said Acting Special Agent in Charge John A. Pachuco, CHI San Antonio. This conviction demonstrates the impact of coordinated federal law enforcement efforts to disrupt the flow of firearms fueling cartel violence in Mexico. CHI will continue to aggressively pursue those who threaten the safety of our communities and our national security by trafficking firearms across our borders. I would like to highlight the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives' critical role in our Homeland Security Task Force, HSTF, efforts, bringing specialized expertise to the firearms trafficking component of this case, said Acting Special Agent in Charge Alex Doran of the FBI San Antonio Field Office. Through the HSTF framework and working alongside FBI Kansas City, FBI's Law Enforcement Attaché Office in Mexico City, and Homeland Security Investigations, we leveraged actionable intelligence and combined our respective expertise to disrupt weapons trafficking networks tied to La Nueva Familia Michoacana. HSTF collaboration remains central to our mission as we work to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations, wherever they operate, and hold them accountable. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Warsame Galay and Brett Miner are prosecuting the case. This case was investigated and prosecuted by the Homeland Security Task Force, HSTF, as part of Operation Take Back America. HSTFs, which were established by President Trump in Executive Order 14159, Protecting the American People Against Invasion, are joint operations led by the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. Operation Take Back America is a nationwide federal initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime.